Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers has come under pressure after Sunday's 1-1 draw against Norwich. Liverpool currently sit in 13th place after the first six games, picking up only two wins in that period and having spent nearly £80 million during the summer. You don't need me to tell you that if you're a fan, of course. BBC commentator John Motson, speaking on BBC Five Live's Monday Night Club, said he thinks there's a media conspiracy against Brendan Rodgers.
Well, do you know what I think? I think there's some kind of conspiracy going on against Brendan Rodgers. Every time I read an article about Liverpool, and I appreciate a lot of their ex-players are in the media now, which may have something to do with this, it seems to me that somebody's digging away at him. I mean, if we could put this in... I mean, I'm no great lover of Liverpool in modern times, by the way, so I'm certainly not biased in that direction. But I have to say this. 2 years ago, he nearly won the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
He then loses Suarez, for different reasons. Suarez, Sterling, Sturridge and Gerrard. That's four pretty big players, I think it's fair to say. He then goes out this summer and buys six new players who've so far only played five or six games. And now you've mentioned the Henderson injury to add to all that. And yet, they're niggling away at him all the time. I mean, what do Liverpool seriously expect? They haven't won the league for over 20 years, you know? And, well, I'm sorry. I'm going to hand over to you and Steve, okay, because I think there's an agenda there and I think there's certain people driving it.
That's John Motson speaking on BBC Five Live's Monday Night Club. So, are the media out to get Brendan Rodgers and is it time for him to go? Let's talk to Adam Smith from the blog The Anfield Wrap and to Liverpool Echo journalist James Pearce. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Is there a media conspiracy, Adam?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody in the media has been particularly unfair towards Rodgers in the situation that it is, and I definitely don't think there's a media conspiracy when you compare it to the way that the likes of Rafa Benitez was treated by the media.
As a fan, do you think it's time for him to go?
I think it's difficult, to be honest. I think at the moment on Twitter and even starting to be around the ground, there's a very poisonous atmosphere now around Anfield. And I think it's got to the point where it's almost impossible for him to turn it around. And when that happens, when you start to lose the crowd, that's when it becomes almost untenable.
James, John Motson talked there about certain people having an agenda. What do you think he meant by that?
To be honest, I've got no idea what he meant by that. I was a bit baffled by Motson's comments, to be honest. I think I agree with Adam. I've certainly seen no signs of any kind of conspiracy against Brendan Rodgers. I think there's been a lot of patience shown. I think, you know, if I certainly haven't read also hardly anyone suggesting that he should be sacked, you know, immediately so soon into the new season. I think the frustration amongst the fan base doesn't stem from the opening month of this season. It stems from, you know, the last 18 months, really, since Liverpool came so close to winning the title, just how far they've fallen. And that's, you know, a lot of fans wanted Rodgers out at the end of last season. And it was, you know, because of all that unrest, it was never going to take much this season for that frustration to be voiced once again.
What's going wrong then, do you think, James?
I think it's a large number of factors. I mean, one good point that Motson did make was that, you know, the loss of key leaders and players in the squad, you know, the likes of Suarez and Steven Gerrard and Raheem Sterling, the injury to Sturridge as well. I think there's been Liverpool also have bought very poorly. You look at, you know, they received a lot of money from the sale of Luis Suarez and frittered most of that away. I think it's a damning indictment that, you know, I think the eight players they brought in last summer, half of those have already left the club. You know, this summer again, you know, the owners have backed him to the hilt. You know, they've given him £80 million to spend.
Do you think he'll still be there by Christmas, James?
I think the answer to that will be what happens over the next 3 to 4 weeks. I think this is an absolutely crucial period for him. I think Adam's right. You get that sense around the ground now that the atmosphere is just starting to turn against him.
You're staying firmly on the fence there, James. What do you think, Adam? Will he still be in place by Christmas?
It does depend on results. That's the be-all and end-all of it. And, you know, I think there's a game tonight against Carlisle, which is a chance to not only get a victory at Anfield, but hopefully to go out and put on a bit of a performance and you know, maybe use that as a bit of a springboard. And I think Rodgers is a momentum manager and he needs a couple of wins behind him to carry on that. You know, you saw that last season, even when we were pretty poor for the whole season. I think we went 13 or 14 games unbeaten. And, you know, he does need that sort of momentum behind him. But, look, you know, struggle tonight. We don't have a particularly great home record against Aston Villa. Lose the Merseyside derby next week and all of a sudden it'll snowball. I think the club's had to deny today rumours that they've approached Carlo Ancelotti. So when that starts happening, it's trouble.
Thanks for joining us, Adam Smith from the Anfield Wrap blog and Liverpool Echo journalist James Pearce.